just like our workers and stuff.
You're exactly right.
If they can focus on hiring and getting her down low and eliminate some of those zero penetrations and just let them shoot outside until the military starts sneaking them, I think that's probably what you'll see Coach Majewski do.
And if Harlan's going to stay in this game, he's got to play some really good defense, but he's got to be really careful. Like you said, he's in foul trouble, but Kyle's in foul trouble. And those are two of your senior leaders that you're really going to need on the court to make this push right now.
I'd be very curious, even though they're in that zone, who Harlan kind of focuses on, because Walker and Jordan both created problems for him in the first half, and if he's got a matchup against either one of them, he's going to be extremely careful not to pick up a cheap fourth foul.
And you know, we saw some fourth foul press coming out of USA in the first half. It was a twisting press. It really was a tight fourth foul press. They seemed to break off. We didn't see a trap. Do you think we're going to see him try to trap now down here along the baseline on the inbound, or do you think we're going to stay with that trap just after they cross the half
court? You know, that's a good question. USA looked like they were going to run and jump up the sidelines, but that jump never came into play. So I don't know if they were still getting there, or if it was more just a one-on-one token press. But I think if they want to get back in this, they might need to start trapping press.
Something else we saw USA abandon was they were trapping down in the corners when the ball was tossed down into the corners. A favorite trap area. Everybody knows that as a coach. But you have not seen him do that since Fratello picked up a foul, and even when he went and got that silly foul over there against Norman when nobody was there to help him put that trap. They need to come back to that, I think. Otherwise, you're going to see Lakers control the tempo by passing the ball on the top of the court.
Well, you're right, and if they do go to that trap, they got to make sure they cover both of the high post, because they're able to get that pass to the high post, and he's got all kinds of options to get it down low. So, as the third quarter getting ready to start, it should be interesting. I do have one update. Maybe you already have it.
I'm going to tell you that I'm ahead by three.
You're right. I'm ahead by three at halftime over my last probably.
I want to not forget to thank the people that have helped us out. My text message has been coming from Eddie Fury, and we appreciate that. And you always catch out some of the games there on the internet if you have to. And don't forget, sendnet.net is another place if you missed the game and you want to jump back on there and listen to us. We're just such a terrific team. You can hear us after they post it up there. And we're getting started here in the third quarter. USA with the ball, and it's going to be McBroyer off the top. He swings it around to Fletcher. Nick Fletcher tries to dribble penetrate, but he's quickly double-teamed. He gets it back out to Botello at the top. He swings it over to Rick. Rick down inside to Ganger. Ganger tries to go up, and a nice move by the senior, though, to draw the foul around the freshman.
That's really the first time we've seen Ganger get good post position and get the ball inside, and he made a nice aggressive move, and Brummer really, are they calling that on Volker?
Okay, now they're getting their guys mixed up because I didn't even see Volker anywhere around him, did you?
I did not either. He was definitely being guarded by Zwimmer. Maybe Volker got a hand in there that we didn't see.
Could be. Must have been a reach from somewhere when they went up there. Oh, with the body, because you know what? Volker did go up for the rebound, but I would have called him on the floor then and not seen him shoot. But hey, as some people say, the ball went away. Maybe there was no foul because he missed that first one. Gangler's second shot's up, and it rattles out, and it goes right into the hands of Zwimmer. Runner hands it off to Warwick. Warwick calls out his play, and let's see what USA comes out in.
They're the man. Well, they're kind of a matchup zone, I would say.
And Volker, great early, took Harlan right to the hoop. Harlan comes with Volker up at the top of the key, and then Volker wasted no time coming down the paint. Unfortunately, his shot did not go in. Rebound controlled by USA. They feed it inside to Harlan, and Harlan tried to make a move inside, but decided to throw it to Botello, and I think Jake had a good position to go for a shot,
but sure looked like he did. I don't know if he thought somebody was coming from behind or was afraid of in the black shot, but it looked like he had an open pass, and he tried to pass it outside. Which,
and you have good spacing.
Apparently, Coach Gainford didn't like it either because he's immediately sitting down on the bench.
And probably telling him, if you're not going to aggressively go to the hoop, I'm going to put somebody in who's aggressively going to take that shot. Here we have a little melee on the floor a little bit. Loose ball scramble. Lakers has got to use a timeout. We're going to take a quick 30. We'll be back right after this, Brian. Break.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
At Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we know you're in farming for the long haul. Your history is measured not just in years, but in droughts and floods. At Thumb National, we understand because we've been there with our customers and our community through the good times and the tough ones for over 100 years. Whether you're planning for next year or the next generation, give us a call because at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're here for the long haul too. I'm Mark Stackel, ag lender for Thumb National Bank. Stop by any of our Thumb National locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, or our two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
And we're back here at Laker High School, where Lakers have the ball. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. On the lead, 30-18 over the USA Patriots. The only Sibyls within the paint, but they're going to call it for the foul. He actually threw it there. It looked like he had some high speed top out.
He really did. I think he got kind of rounded and he got stuck, and he decided to, he was kind of stuck and his back foot slid. So they had to call traveling there. You know, Stu, I thought it was interesting. The first time Lakers had the ball, Walker recognized that Holland was picking him up, and he went right at him trying to draw that fourth foul. And I think the refs made a good no call. There was a little contact, but really, Volker's a little bit out of control. But I like what he's trying to do.
And you know what my favorite play is, and you know from coaching with me, when I know somebody's in foul trouble, we're going to take the ball out of them. And that doesn't take a genius coach to figure that out, especially when it's one of your key players.
Exactly.
And I think Gainsborough's not only brought him out to tell him to take the shot with his bad decision back there, but I think maybe to protect him. I think he realized that he cannot afford to give him that quick foul and that Lakers was going to go right at him.
You might be right, but on the other end of the floor, Gangler again got the call on Lowe, made a great post move and drew a foul. This time, it is on Glimmer for sure.
Yes, this time. That's two fouls for Lakers in this half. Gangler's shot's up and no good, and man, this is where it hurts you when you're trying to call back into the game. Free throws, free throws, free throws. And I still see fellow players that say to me, you still preaching free throws, coach? I'm like, yes, free throws, free throws, free throws.
We won a lot of games with double-A free throws, and you know I'm a stickler for that. And the funny thing is, USA is leading the area in free throws, but Mr. Gangler here is struggling to start the second half from the free throw line, although he did convert that one.
So they get 1 point so far here in the first quarter. 6:37, we have another lot of time left, but still, these two teams can be high-power teams. They lead the area in three-pointers. We haven't seen any of them tonight. And USA stripped the ball away from Lakers on the inbound pass, and they get it back underneath. Now they find a wide open, wide open Kyle Fletcher from the free throw line. He drains it, 30-21. Now they steal it again. But, you know, this is just what we talked about. You know, I said if they were going to run this press, they were going to have to pick them up right at the baseline and deny it. And they did, and they've gotten two quick steals from Lakers right there.
They really have, and if you've noticed, Jake Collin did come back in, but they've got him positioned at the far end of the court away from hopefully any danger on the press.
And Botel is up there running around in a danger area, but here comes the trap. They get it to Burke on the side. He brings up the court. No problem. Pulls up the free throw line for the jump shot. No good. Rebound control back. Nick Fletcher. Fletcher pushes over the court to McBrayer. McBrayer pushes up the court. Drives the paint. Does a full stand up. I don't even know what to call that move nowadays, where they swing the ball around, try to swing it back up. I don't listen to these guys and what they call it, but what do you call that?
Well, he tries to do a little jump step and bring the ball with him, and after he did the jump step, he realized he had nothing left, and he kind of split his foot one more time, so definitely a travel. Coach Greenfield certainly didn't argue that one at all.
To watch these kids in basketball sure has changed. You know, they watch and they emulate the NBA players, and you see them do these ups and downs and cuts and stuff, and some guys can really do it, but other ones can't, and I'm still a stickler. The fundamental basketball, save the show stuff for the big time. Lakers get the ball on the court easily, right up the floor to Nick Cole. And Nathan's going, I'm sorry, I'm a low block, and he's got nothing but that. 32-21, Lakers with the lead.
He came in to give Volker a quick breather, and what do you know, he scored a quick bucket. So that'll be a bonus for Coach Majewski.
Botel from the top of the key, no good. Long rebound control there by Nick Fletcher. Fletcher puts it up from inside the paint, no good. Rebound control by Warwick, and Warwick gets pushed from behind, and that's going to go against, I believe, Kyle Fletcher. I think that's what USA is hoping for. They don't have anybody else out there in foul trouble.
They're giving it to Botel. That's going to be his fourth. Absolutely. It was close, but it went to Botel. That's his fourth, and I think McGraw is probably coming in the game to replace him.
Mark the tie right now, 5:43. And out comes Botello with a 32-21 USA's trailing.
Now, something that goes unseen on the radio is that whole play developed because Glimmer attempted to block the shot of Fletcher, and that's what caused the transaction of the foul happening. So
USA's a little gunshot right there. You can see that Dominic James pulled up and thought he was going to get called for the reaching foul. It was actually a carrying foul on Lakers, but you could just see him breathe that foul relief. And he really wasn't that close to it. They're acting gun shy, and they're playing not their style of aggressive, I don't care how many fouls I get, we got to be punched for after the ball.
They don't seem that comfortable right now. You're exactly right.
And now we're seeing USA do to Lakers what they did. They're being very patient, very deliberate, looking for certain plays inside.